When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And the winner is Hov, my man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my...
All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get the headlines here, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. So, today's a big day. Today is a big day. They got new episodes coming out of The Ultimatum. And if you guys don't know what that is, it is a show on Netflix that is maybe the most ridiculous show I've ever seen in my life.
This is the show where they've been in relationships for a while, and then they go and they hook up with other people and then decide if they still want to be together.
Well, in this one, I believe only one of them has actually hooked up. But they do what's known as a trial marriage.
Can I say this? If you go there, you've already determined what your situation is.
Agreed. It's a tough thing. But you know, they got these people
out there. It ain't that tough. If you go with her, that's it. Right. You already know.
Well, not really. Some of them, they feel like they've confirmed some things.
You know what?
Yes, some of them are also confirming that they're getting airtime money.
The options weren't better.
Whatever. Whatever.
If I'm going somewhere like that and you're looking,
mm-hmm.
And that already solidifies your relationship when you get back home.
Well, I also think it's a bit of a safety net, right? And
no, it's not.
Oh, I think it is. I think it is.
Safety net is staying your ass at home.
If you can see that the writing might be on the wall, maybe things aren't going. Maybe you do want to say, hey, what if we just try this on for size, right? Which brings me to my ultimatum. And that is my basketball marriage may be coming to an end.
With who?
With Jimmy Butler.
There was some
not by my choice.
Here.
Not by my choice.
It feels very, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm beaming with pride when I said early this year that your two most loved figures down here in South Florida, at the end of the year, it's going to probably be your two most hated figures in South Florida.
Oh, I would never hate Jimmy Butler.
Oh, you're going to hate
Bam. It's not his. I understand why he's looking around.
So you blame this on Bam and his relationship.
I blame this on Pat. Pat didn't, you know, Pat, I mean, Pat always, he
the
always,
Godfather?
Ends, they always end frosty. He's cutthroat.
You do know that for 6 months, at least once or twice a week, you enter that man's court.
Of course.
So you're taking shots at him. The Godfather.
I'm taking shots.
Hey,
I'm taking
let
shots.
Let me tell you something. I don't think you realize, and I'm gonna say this, what kind of man Pat Riley is. Pat Riley has already stated his intentions.
Sure did.
And I would say this, if he did that with D Wade,
and he gave him 3 titles.
Right.
Yep.
So what is your ultimatum?
Here's what I got to get to. If I have to realize something is coming to an end, or maybe it's not going to work out the way that I thought it was, maybe I got to start looking at other things. That brings us to De'Aaron Fox, who yesterday was on the Draymond Green show. And Draymond Green, who is got his podcast, represented by one Rich Paul. And of course, who was also represented by Rich Paul?
De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox. Well, De'Aaron Fox, Draymond Green just happened to ask him the innocent question. Hey, Foxy, why didn't you sign the extension with the Kings?
Oh, but we already knew this.
Well, let's hear it from
why
the horse.
Why are you bringing up?
It's not. It's
because we want to hear it from De'Aaron's voice.
We want to hear it from the horse's mouth, dude. Here it is, right. De'Aaron Fox.
What was the motivation for you to pass on the extension, essentially continuing to bet on yourself, but, you know, to pass on that amount of money and just play the season out?
For me, man, it has all to do with just the team, the organization. Where are we going? I want to make sure that we're in a position to try to win in the future, because that's ultimately what I want to do. Like, I know I make enough money regardless of where I play or what I do. Like, I'm going to be fine. Unless, you know, God forbid, you know, knock on wood, you know, that, you know, you have a career in injury. But aside from that, like, I feel like I'm continuing to get better as a player every year. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's, are we looking like we're continuing to get better year after year? And are we going to be able to compete at a high level? And that's all mine is. Like, if we can show that this year, like, you know, you sign an extension now. If not, like, obviously I still have another year, but that's where my mindset is. At some point, will we be able to compete for a championship or really compete at a high level for a long time? And that's where I'm at.
You at that stage.
I love the city. Like, you know, I love being here. I've raised my family here. We got our grandparents there, or the kids' grandparents here. Like, I would love to be here and retire here. I mean, how many people can say they played in one organization for their whole career? Like, I want to be a part of select few people. But at the end of the day, I also want to win.
Oh, at the end of the day, all those things would be nice. But what the Fox say? Get me out of here now.
Well, first of all, that wouldn't happen until next year anyway.
It happened in the summer.
So, like,
what do you want? You want De'Aaron or you want Ant-Man? Which animal do you want? You want the ant or you want the fox? You can't have both.
I don't think Ant-Man's going anywhere for a while. He's too young.
Can I just say this?
What?
And I mean this with all due respect.
Sure.
You're exhausting.
How am I exhausting?
You're so exhausting.
I don't understand. How am I exhausting?
What does that have to do with the Heat?
The Heat are about to, you know, probably end their time with Jimmy Butler.
So, can I ask you a question? This is a fair and honest question.
Yep.
Who's closer to winning, the Heat or De'Aaron Fox, where he is?
Probably the Heat.
You think so?
Well, they've only gotten worse since Sabonis has gotten there, when they had that run where they were third in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not that anymore. Like, their cute little story, their cute little run where you probably thought momentum was building off of that. Yeah, they're not that anymore.
But neither are the Heat.
They're under 500.
I'm saying you're making it sound like that when these players look at, oh, I want a chance to win a title, that of all the options, the Miami Heat are number one.
It's not always that, but here's the thing that you have to realize, okay? And I understand what you're saying, like, oh, would I want to go hop on the number one contender and all that? Okay, that's fine. Obviously, that's not their form. I mean, the Cavs are pretty set on their guys. The Celtics are pretty set on their guys. But here's the difference on that. The Heat are going to have a hole open and money to spend on somebody and moves to make to get somebody. He's very, very close with the Heat center in Bam Adebayo. He is. And
did you listen to what he said?
I love how
they're going to be friends regardless.
Dude.
My question is, I'm going by what he said. And I'm asking you, okay, based on what he said, and all the options that may be out there, that what he said, is that in line where the Heat are right now?
If he feels like he's a top 10 scorer and he joins Bam and Tyler, you don't think that he could think that? Because you've already kind of taken the spin around the block on the Kings team.
No, I can, like, yeah, I can, like.
Okay, so that's.
But if
that's the attraction there.
But if that's what he's thinking, why can't he think that where he is?
I would say here's what I think is a big thing here.
Because then and look at
can I tell you why before you give me another can I ask you here's why you've been there your whole career, right? Mm-hmm. You're a top 10 scorer in the NBA. But who do people think about when they think about the Kings now?
De'Aaron
Who's
Fox.
The face of the franchise?
It's not don't say Sabonis.
It is Sabonis.
It's not Sabonis. It's still De'Aaron.
It is Sabonis. It's still everybody who talks about the Kings. Talks, oh, Sabonis.
That's only because you've been watching
that.
No, no, come on.
Leroy, it is the truth. Everybody on that team, everybody who talks about the Kings now, oh, Sabonis is his franchise. Sabonis, we're going to unretire numbers for DeMontis.
Are you only saying that to make your point?
Make his point. Because it's like.
Ask me a question if in a sports radio discussion, did I say that to make my point?
It's always going to be waiver in his way. Of course he's going to make that.
You guys, Vlad, you would disagree with that?
What? That it's all
about
Sabonis?
You don't think Sabonis gets more national love than De'Aaron Fox?
No, he doesn't.
100%.
No, he doesn't.
That's an argument? Leroy, you think that? I mean, come on. Who have you heard more talk about? Gets more
when
love?
When you talk about that team, you say De'Aaron Fox first.
No way, dude. No
As a matter
way.
Of fact, I can make an argument that it's De'Aaron and then DeMar DeRozan, then Sabonis.
I didn't even know DeMar DeRozan was there.
Exactly. But
what was his name?
DeMar DeRozan. I don't know what he just said. I'll edit that. I'll listen to that during the break. But I like where you're going there. I like it. This is very WWE, and I love it, Tobin. Put a wedge. Start dropping a little now. Put a little
if you're Rich Paul,
pill in his head. Put a little seed in his head, and then let it grow and fester to see that, hey, man,
Let's think about this, Vlad. Rich Paul. Who's had a frosty relationship in the past with the Heat? Clutch and the Heat.
But they squashed that beef over the last 3 years. It's been squashed.
It is less frosty. They have a clutch player on the team now, and Alec Burks. Apparently, Clutch did a little bit of the negotiating with the Heat's uniform deal. All of a sudden, there's this clutch bridge with the Miami Heat. What is Rich Paul known for? Oh, let me get Anthony Davis out of New Orleans. Let me get LeBron out of Cleveland. Oh, let me get Fox out of Sacramento. He's always got eyes on something else. If you want to dismiss it, dismiss it.
So let me ask you this.
Could you play that other clip from Draymond Green? There was another clip.
Yes.
And just this seemed to me like Draymond Green was letting it be known. Your agent's going to take care of you. Because he said, your agent's going to put you in the best position. Our agent, Rich Paul. Here's Draymond. Here was De'Aaron Fox and Draymond.
You want that window. You want that chance, man. And, I think you got to put yourself in the best situation at all times, especially when you're in the prime of your career.
I'm coming up on those years. So,
yeah.
They know I'm going to give all I got, but at the end of the day, brother, organization also got to give all they got. So, like, that's where we are right now.
I respect you holding them to the end of the bargain as well, because most guys in your position these days, they don't. Yeah. They just do whatever it is that, and then a lot of them have agents that aren't willing to take that risk. A lot of them have agents that's like, yo, you should sign this extension because the money. Yeah. I know from experience you have an agent that's like, no, this got to make sense for you. And if this don't make sense for you, it is my duty and obligation to advise you to do what makes sense for you. Right. Because we in a position, we getting the money, but there's a certain standard that should be upheld from organizations when you're talking star players.
Wow.
All of a sudden now, Tobin wants to hear the gospel of Draymond Green.
Yeah, he makes
Green.
A point.
Of Draymond Green. Now he's speaking.
A point.
The book of Draymond is gospel now when it comes
the
to this.
Got
right?
a point.
Leroy
the guy's
J-Fec.
Got a point.
All of a sudden, Draymond, who's punching guys in the, you know, in the Netherlands, he's, you know, all of a sudden now he has points.
But what happened to that guy sent to the Netherlands? He got banished to Washington.
It was a smart move. I ain't going to lie. I never had a problem.
Like that guy,
I never really had a problem with a bunch of
craziest in the things ever.
I don't think he was wrong for punching him in the face, to be quite honest with you.
Did you see how far he went flying? That's way too much.
But I can understand. Like, he's got that. Jordan Poole, to me, I know it's wrong, but was it really wrong? Like, do you see Jordan Poole? Did you see his play like the other day where he lost the defender, and then instead of going for the basket, he wanted to showboat, and then they didn't score?
He now plays basketball like a globetrotter.
Absolutely.
Like he's not going there to win games. He's like, what can I do for fun today, baby?
That's
I'm a wizard.
I'm sorry. He is the epitome of they should have never given you money. Yeah, that's what happens when you give a hothead money. They should have never given you the money. Yeah, he's the epitome of that. But back to your De'Aaron Fox thing, you are only going to say anything to put a wedge in between the Sacramento Kings, De'Aaron Fox, and all of a sudden now Rich Paul is your favorite agent. Rich Paul's his favorite agent, guys.
I didn't have to put a wedge.
Leroy.
The words were said. All I did was sit back and listen. I haven't put a spin on it. I'm just listening to the words for what they are.
You haven't put a spin on it.
I haven't put a spin on it.
You've put a Miami Heat spin on this whole thing.
I'm just connecting dots, baby. I'm just
sitting here.
So why would you say that you're just out here listening?
I'm just listening.
Dots.
What dots are you connecting?
See, if you guys say spinning, it's like I'm going to Art Basel and being like, what is that picture? Is that a horse or is that a rabbit? All I'm doing right now is I'm sitting at the Denny's menu doing the puzzles, connecting dots. Oh, what does that look like?
No, this is you.
Fox.
Yeah.
J-Fig, let me ask you this. Have I really taken an egregious leap here?
Yes. Yeah.
How? Do tell how.
No, you did, because she texted me earlier, 20 minutes into the show, that all of a sudden Tobin's forgetting salary cap. He's forgetting what did you tell me, Jay? Oh, here it goes.
What did I say?
Tobin Lee believes the salary cap doesn't exist and it's just a suggestion, you know, and that anything can happen, because if he thinks it, it's going to happen, especially if it's heat associated.
If they trade Jimmy, they'll have room.
Trade Jimmy to where?
Or if he just walks. Contract gone. That's okay. You guys can call me a spin artist all you want. I'm just sitting here connecting dots.
And the way Derek Fox is and his agent is, they'll do a sign and trade.
Yeah, that's all Rich Paul does. He doesn't want to hurt the other team, because you have to deal with him.
He don't want to lose that extra year.
So, yeah, he always does sign and trade. LeBron was a sign and trade. Anthony Davis was a sign and trade. Ben Simmons was a sign and trade. Like, most of his clients are usually sign and trades.
Oh, yeah, he did have Ben Simmons. Oof.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he knew it was Ben Simmons now. Jimmy's agent.
So, I think you're reaching here. Like, people can't, like, I think the way he gave that message, right, was no more than putting Sacramento on notice. Like, this is where I am with this whole situation, right? Show me that you're as committed as I am. That's it. It ain't like, oh, I want to go play for somewhere else. He just said, I want to play for a championship. Now, my question to you, and this is what I still, like, you making it sound like any player who's free and available, their best option to win is Miami. And all I say to you is this. They don't always think like that. You think like that because you're a Heat guy. With all the teams in this league, right? Who's to say De'Aaron Fox say, hey, go work something out in New York? Who's say De'Aaron Fox is like, ooh, go work something out in Houston? Who's to say, you know, there's a lot of teams on the up and coming that he could go there and actually compete. How do you know he's not saying, you know what? If I have my choice, I'd rather be on the Western Conference.
Yeah, what if he says, Tobin, what if he says he wants to go to L.A.? He wants to play for the Lakers.
But I'm just saying, you took other clutch clients. You took a lot of liberties and made a lot of assumptions with his words that I'm saying, wait a minute, what gave you the...
Well, there is a relationship there, though. I mean, there's an obvious relationship there.
Okay, but yeah, Bam has a relationship with a lot of people that aren't playing.
Nah, he was a groomsman at his wedding, dude. This is different. This is different. It is. But it's okay.
Which brings me to a point. If he were to come based on what he's saying, and that's all I'm going by, what he's saying. If he ended up with the Heat, would you question his motives behind what he said? Because as of right now, right, you think the Heat are in the best position to win?
Right now? I mean, like, we'll see. We'll see where they're at. But like, if I'm gonna pair
we're,
up
we're
with
talk, a, we're talking about right now though. We don't
okay, know. But he's gonna go pair up with the top three center in the league.
Who's the top three center in the league?
Bam.
You sure about that?
Name him.
Joker.
Cool.
Anthony Davis. I mean,
You can put Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
Embiid is hurt, so we're not counting Embiid.
Yeah.
Count Embiid.
Oh, then we count Embiid. That's three right there.
Count him if you want to.
Oh, you know who's playing better than your man right now? Karl Anthony Towns.
I'll give Karl Anthony Towns.
That's three
okay,
right
so
there.
Where's the top five?
Oh, now we're pushing.
Where's the top five? But I would still take Bam over Karl Anthony Towns.
I'm just saying.
Are we going to include Giannis?
No, nah,
Giannis
is not.
He's not a center, but it only
he's not a center.
Nah, Brooke plays the
he's
four.
He's not a center, dude.
Brooke plays the four. I would take Bam over him, but right now he's playing a little bit better than Bam. Jared Allen is playing better than Bam right now.
Oh, get out of here. He just cooked Jared Allen.
Mm. What?
Cooked him and then left him with some leftovers on the way out of the arena.
So,
patted him on the cheek.
You know, and I just saw Jalen Duran do that for the third time against Bam.
Come on, dude. He's a role player. What are you doing?
But Duran just did that. Doing? I just saw Duran just abuse Bam for a second straight game. How about that?
Duran?
Yeah, whatever that guy's name.
Abuse. I mean, the man he abused was Kevin Love.
Well, I do remember that the alley-oop game winner was on Bam.
The one where Terry Rozier froze him up. Yeah, it was a great job by him.
Yeah, and then the second game, which was this past week. Yeah. Yeah. So it happens. Guys have bad games.
But Bam is not a... You're making him a top three center, and I'm saying he's
a four. We know he should play the four.
You can say that all you want, and we can want it all we want, but the facts are the facts with what the Heat play him, Leroy.
No, it's not the facts or the fact. It's the Spo is the Spo. He just
like, it is what it is. Like, we keep saying things that aren't what they are. Like, you keep saying, oh, he's a power forward. He's not a power forward. When he plays power forward, we can talk about it.
I get what you're saying, but you always skew this towards the Heat having everything, and I don't know if everybody sees it the way you do. And that's the thing that I'm trying to emphasize. When somebody says, I want to go to a winner, how many people are saying, I want to go to Miami?
I mean, Damian Lillard did last year.
But he didn't.
It was literally his top choice to go to the Heat. It was his only choice.
Right. And where is
it? So now a year removed, like, you think that's just gone now?
No, but I'm...
Well, wait a minute now. Now that he's won an NBA Cup, was it a bad trade then so far?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's what he was gunning for, the NBA Cup.
I mean,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Miami hasn't won an NBA Cup, but Milwaukee did.
That's fair. I guess you got me boxed in. Take a break. Back after this.
Yeah. Feel that chat now. Yeah. Shonda Paul. So me go so then. Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really want
to. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Got some Heat Nets tickets to give away before the end of today's show. Well, let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by your Southern Lexus dealers. The Lexus December to Remember sales event is why you stay on the nice list. Find yours and get offers on select models, but only for a limited time. Now through January 2nd, make it a December to Remember. And Game Day Uncensored comes your way at noon this Sunday for Dolphins and 49ers. Mike McDaniel speaking to the media today, Leroy. This is from the Miami Herald. He says Grant DuBose will fly home from Houston to South Florida on Wednesday. He continues to recover well, according to Mike McDaniel. So that's great news.
Mm-hmm. It is. That was scary because when you go to hooking up equipment to him on the field, yeah, that even for me, that was terrifying.
He was asked at his press conference today about Tyreek Hill's tweet. It's time for me to go, coach. And Mike McDaniel, the rascal that he is, he says, I'm reading this as if he's talking about coaching. There's no comma. He's in great spirits in the locker room. Okay. Maybe.
Like,
maybe.
You're the only one that always reads all of this.
That's got 2 million tweets, but I'm the only one to read into it. Yeah, you're right.
No, it like. But so that means that, okay, so you're more in line with everybody. No, everybody that read the tweet is commenting like you?
Yeah, dude, they are. You think they're all talking about him being the next Teddy Bridgewater?
No, what?
By the way, Teddy wants to come back.
Shout out to Teddy. He deserves it. Somebody should pick him up.
I'm just like, I just don't like knowing how Tyreek tweets and knowing that he's a troll. Why do you always take the worst thing that can mean when you know he's a troll?
I'm not taking it as the worst time that he could take. No.
That's what you've been saying the whole time.
It's literally not, dude. It's not what I said. What I said was, is it the time to tweet something like that? That's what I said. Is it the time to troll in a week like this? I'm not saying that Tyreek Hill's actively asking him for to go. Yes, Leroy. And is it the time? Is it the
Leroy,
is it the time to troll? Place?
Yes, that's when trolls do it.
Okay.
Is it not? That's the whole definition of a troll.
Dude, he's not Jake Paul. He's not a YouTuber.
When the whole point of trolling is doing it when you probably should keep your Twitter thumbs down.
No. I agree with Leroy. That's the definition of a troll.
Yeah. Well,
you're the only person
that took off your
track. Nah, no. Toby, you lost this a long time ago.
I'm the only person who took it that way.
Toby, hold on.
Let me ask you something. Can I ask you guys something?
That tweet are trying to find better ways to translate it. They're trying to be more positive.
There's nobody. There's JFig. No, they're not. The thing doesn't get.
I was reading them.
JFig, it got a Bleacher Report notification. Why? Because Tyreek Hill wanted to go coach?
He's trolling.
Not asking that, Leroy.
Nah.
What did the reaction get, Jennifer?
It hasn't. No. You know what? I'm sorry. You want to say this? Fine. But when he was trolling last year, and it was all good after this. You got to keep the same energy. You got to keep the same energy.
Let me ask you something. Keep the same energy under the same situations.
Like, you don't think circumstances change things? Like, are you guys grown-ups? I don't understand
this. A troll is a troll.
Exactly.
A troll will troll no matter what the circumstances are, and people like you eat it up.
Do you forget that Jimmy Butler does this all the time, too?
Yes!
His favorite players all do that, and he does. Right. And you know what's happening? He's realizing that his favorite players might be gone in 2025.
Jimmy not only sends out cryptic tweets, but wears different color shoes and different color hair.
He was doing that to mock the reports, though.
Yep.
Also, how many times did Tyler Hero also continuously tweet?
Isn't that what trolling is?
Hold on. You guys don't think there's a difference between Tyler Hero tweeting in the summer about trade rumors? You don't think there's a difference in that between the week after you blow a game and get bounced from the playoffs? You don't think there's any difference in that?
I mean,
as a professional, you don't think there's any difference in that?
Is it any different than hovering around 500 and wearing the colors of different teams?
It is when you're making fun of a report for being false.
You're doing semantics.
I'm not doing semantics. Trolls, you are.
Trolls troll.
All right. I mean, I just like, it's kind of a crazy thing to
be. You're taking the circumstances of which they are trolling to determine which one is acceptable. And I'm telling you, trolls troll. That's it.
Okay.
So, like, whether it's Tyreek or it's Jimmy or it's whatever, they're trolling you.
Let me ask you
and
this.
And you're hook, line, and
let me ask you this.
Fast on the line.
Let me ask you. Well, I Leroy, I'm not hook, line, and sinker because I obviously don't think that he's demanding a trade on Twitter right now.
Right. Okay.
But what I'm saying, I don't think that. I'm asking, is it the time? Let me ask you this. When it comes across his desk today, when he meets with the media relations director and says, hey, you're going to be asked about this, do you think that Mike McDaniel laughs or in the midst of them being where they are in the season, he rolls his eyes? What do you think his reaction was?
I think he laughs. Okay. Because I disagree, he knows Tyreek is a troll.
I disagree with you. I think he probably goes,
all right. But here, why are you reacting this way from Tyreek being Tyreek? If Tyreek is being consistent with who he has been since he got here, then that's a you problem.
Absolutely.
He's being who he is.
I would say it's kind of a him problem.
No, it's a you problem.
He's been.
You do it after the game you just had?
That's who he's been.
You think his boss found that funny?
It doesn't matter. That's who he's been.
It does, though, dude.
Tell me. Wasn't he not doing that after he got arrested after week one? Wasn't he doing the same thing? Trolling? And doing all of that?
I feel like he made a pretty big speech about it at a podium about it and how he was going to try and.
But he was still trolling.
And the guy should have gotten fired. I didn't think that he found that too funny.
But he was still trolling afterwards. He was still trolling. He was being Tyreek. The fact of the matter is, you're upset with him being Tyreek now when you're losing. But you had no problem him being Tyreek when you were winning or last year when you were dropping 70.
Okay, so Vlad, you haven't gotten more exhausted by Aaron Rodgers the more the Jets
No, I haven't because I know who he is. Like, I'm one of the few.
Don't be disingenuous. You haven't gotten sick of the Aaron Rodgers gimmick? Him going on McAfee?
No. Guess what? He's been going to McAfee 3 years. He was going to McAfee when he was in Green Bay, and he's going to McAfee now.
I have a hard time believing that.
Somebody,
dude.
Listen, I can't be upset with somebody when they are who they are. If somebody's been an a-hole and they continue being an a-hole, I can't be upset when they do an a-hole thing because guess what? They've shown me a consistency of being an a-hole. So if somebody's a troll and it's being a troll and it's shown me for years that they're a troll, I can't be upset when if things are good.
Never look at anybody's flaws.
If things are good or things are bad, they're being themselves.
See, I love the way you take a circumstance and a situation and say, here's to the three people that think this is.
Because I don't think you guys are being real about it. I don't think you guys genuinely feel that way.
You're not. Here's why you're not being real. Because Tyreek has done nothing different than he has done since the second he became a Miami Dolphin or even when he was in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Right? Because they are losing, you have more of a problem with it. That's not a Tyreek problem. That is a you problem.
It kind of is, though, dude. Like, you gotta have that realization about it. But any grown-up should.
Is he being who he's always been?
Let me ask you something.
Who he's always been?
Let me tell you something. If you and I had a show today where we just were spouting the F word out on the air nonstop, do you think that's the time to go make jokes to our program director?
No, but that's not who we've been. If we have been,
all something- we are the hijinks show. That's what we are.
No, right, right, no, Tobin. I'm happy you said that because I can't believe you, King of Silly Sauce, all of a sudden wants to be mature when Tyreek Hill.
After I failed,
Tobin,
do you understand that?
Are you hearing? Are you hearing yourself right now?
How many times have you said to me, "I'm just being silly, baby"?
Yeah. So all of a sudden, King of Silly Sauce wants to be the mature daddy.
Am I doing it after grand failure?
No, but we're not doing stuff like that. You're setting up an extreme situation to try to justify all of the stuff we've talked about. Here's the deal. Tyreek has been known as a troll. Now you're trying to rein in the situations in which he trolls. And I'm saying that's your fault. You know he's a troll. He's going to troll whenever. Same thing with Jimmy. You like
also,
Jimmy.
Also, why are we ignoring the tweet that he has afterwards that says, "I might get my first gray hair this year"? That kind of gives you the little mindset that this man is trolling.
But JFig, I know he's trolling. Then you guys nobody here thinks that. Nobody here has argued that he really is asking out.
Toby's looking
saying,
at the mirror.
Hey, dude.
Toby, you don't
not
like it.
The week to tweet after you just did that, and the tweet that and the game that you guys just had. We gotta take a break. We gotta take a break. I swear to God, I'll let you. Gotta take a break, dude. I swear to God, I'll let you finish. But we gotta take a break, dude. I gotta get two more breaks in. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here briefly because we gotta get to the next show.
I have the perfect message for you.
Ooh,
from it comes from one Dade South.
Okay.
Asking Tyreek to know time and place is like asking Wile E. Coyote to realize he'll never catch the Roadrunner.
Point for Twitcher.
You know exactly who Tyreek is.
Just get two hands on the ball. You'll catch the ball, dude.
God.
You're so strong with your thumbs. Why are you giving up interceptions, dude?
I love it.
All this talky, talk.
Leroy?
Hold on to the football.
Leroy?
You embarrassed everybody. And by the way, you're not beating the washed allegations. All right? Know how many people are going to bat up with a stick every single week?
Leroy?
Because people are calling you washed, and now you want to sit here and you want to tweet away? Why don't you hold on to the football there, cheetah?
Hey, now the truth is out. There we go. This is what we've been waiting for.
What should I do today? Should I tweet?
So, like
look at
Jimmy,
me. Look
Jimmy,
at me.
Jimmy did all that trolling, but he went and scored 35 and had 16 rebounds.
Oh, no worry. Jimmy's coming in 2 months.
Right, he did.
Jimmy's is coming in a month. Don't worry. Jimmy's tirade is coming in a month.
Never.
That's what
never
he said happened about Tyreek. Right. Did he not say about Jimmy that about Tyreek?
Let me tell you something about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, and I've been firm on this, that dude is solid with me, okay?
Tyreek was solid with you.
When everybody else didn't want to pay him, I wanted to pay him.
So what's Tyreek?
That dude's rock solid with me. Cheetah?
Cheetah was solid.
What have you done?
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Those two unbelievable years setting Dolphin records and receiving yards.
Where is he in December? What happens? Do cheetahs hibernate in September? Never see him.
So
when the weather's cold,
you know what
Legarius Sneed.
Got cold the last couple of years. Skylar Thompson.
That was one time, dude. Mm-hmm. One Skylar Thompson game he had to go through.
Okay.